parks come your way at 2 o'clock. Grayson took today off because his birthday is tomorrow. Well, he didn't take tomorrow off, but he's taking tomorrow. I'm off tomorrow. He's back tomorrow. He's off today. Nivens is here.
Hello.
In his place.
The last hour, folks. If you've been tuned in since the jump, I want to thank you. If you're tuning in right now for the first time, I want to thank you. And if you were tuned in somewhere in between, I want to thank you.
Feel good now?
Yeah, it feels good.
Well,
thank
all
you.
Good.
Thank you.
So I have to tell you, this was the tweet that I saw. I'm on Twitter about every 4 seconds during the show. I mean, literally, it's going back and forth because that's how we hear about breaking news now. And so Twitter is where it all exists. And so here was the, this was just retweeted by someone else. There's a lawyer that I follow who had retweeted this. And so I had to find the story. This was the tweet I saw. The South Dakota Attorney General reported hitting a deer on Saturday night, but it actually hit and killed a man whose body wasn't discovered until the next morning.
Oh, man.
I need someone to tell me, someone who I've never hit a deer.
I have.
Although I've come close.
I have.
How does that happen? I need someone to tell me if that is, I don't care about the politics. That's not what I'm talking about it. But I am fascinated that you could hit something, assume it was a deer, not report it, and then find out later that what you actually did was hit a pedestrian whom you killed. How easy could that have happened?
Those
of you that have more experience.
I would assume, because I hit a deer a long, long, long time ago. I saw it in the corner of my eye come up from, because I was on a highway, come up out of the ditch or whatever, and I slammed the brakes and turned to try and, we didn't flip over anything, but I tried to skirt around it, and I hit the hind quarters of it, and it spun mm-hmm. around, and then I don't know if it survived or not. I don't know. But I mean, it happens fast because when you're on a highway, especially, they come out pretty quick. I don't know how you can confuse a human with a deer, honestly.
576-7798. Somebody give me some insight into what might have happened here. Okay?
I mean, if he was distracted by being on his phone, maybe that's it. If he had been somewhere where maybe he imbibed, that could have been it.
Well, for sure what this tells me is that, well, I'll tell you the details that we know. Here's what I assume, is that in hitting the deer, he didn't stop and didn't report it to anyone.
I mean,
so because if you stopped, you would know. Now, I've never hit a deer. Do you stop? If you hit a deer.
I didn't. We kept driving.
Do you stop?
No, we kept driving.
Something about this is weird to me. So this was out of the Argus Leader. And I suspect they're going to get more details about this story because this was just put up 20 minutes ago. His name is Jason Ravensborg, and this was in Highmore, South Dakota, which is close to nothing. This is in the middle of absolute nowhere in the middle of South Dakota. Again, he's the attorney general for South Dakota. He told authorities he thought he hit a deer on Saturday night, when in fact, it was 55-year-old Joseph Bover of Highmore, who was killed after being struck by Ravensborg's Ford Taurus. This is according to the Highway Patrol. Happened on U.S. Highway 14 west of Highmore late Saturday night, 10:30 p.m. Sunday morning is when the man's body was discovered. And the news release doesn't say how long it took Ravensborg to report the crash, which is the key piece of information I think we want to know. You know, at what point did he realize, hey, it wasn't a deer I hit, it was a person I hit, and how did he figure it out? So there weren't a lot of details. Initially, the governor announced that he was involved in a fatal crash during a news conference on Sunday night. It was announced in that Sunday night press release that the governor said he had been involved in this fatal wreck, but not many details were out. A spokesperson for the Highway Patrol said the Highway Patrol is leading the investigation, and investigators from North Dakota are in South Dakota helping with the crash investigation because there would be a conflict of interest. Because if he were to face charges somehow, he is the attorney general for the state. We don't know a lot about this. He was traveling alone at the time of the crash. He was uninjured. The chief of staff for the attorney general's office said Ravensborg placed the call to 911 right after the accident, calling from the location of his vehicle. That's all we know. I mean, I have so many questions about this.
If you follow
this.
The post, yeah, it says the New York Post says he called it in that he had came from an event at, or was it? I thought this was an interesting name, Rooster's Bar and Grill or something like that. Rooster's Bar and Grill is where he came from. And a statement on today said he drinks occasionally, but he was not imbibing prior to the fatal crash. But he also has received six traffic tickets for speeding in South Dakota in the last six
years.
He's
got a history of speeding.
Yeah.
Yes.
So, you know.
Give me some theories. Some of you are texting in. I just want to try to understand how this could have happened. Logically, how this could have happened. And it's just odd to me that you hit a deer, it turns out to be a person, and we don't find that out until the next day. We'll go to the phones here before we take a break. Let's go to Kansas City first, and we'll get James on the line with us. Hey, James.
Hey, guys. I'm just going to put it out here like this. I've hit three deer all at night by myself, and trust me, you will be able to tell it's a deer.
Yeah.
That guy was probably a little hopping on that juice there from that bar.
That's what makes you wonder, right? Like, was he on his phone, not paying attention, or had he been imbibing? Like, either way, because if you've hit three deer, you see those things. They're big suckers.
Let me put it this way: I can see the eyeballs of the deer when I hit.
You can see the what?
I can see the eyeballs of the deer when I hit.
Oh wow! Okay.
I mean, it's probably mistaken not to be able to.
But right. And we're having a bit of a trouble here with your connection.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks a lot for the call.
Thanks, James.
So he issued a statement last night saying he was shocked and filled with sorrow, but also had not revealed details. And again, his office said he had not been drinking before the crash. I'm not assuming he did something wrong. I just have questions about how you could hit a deer and not know it. And if you call, like, if he really called 911, we're going to be able to get a hold of that 911 call to find out what he said. At least he called 911. So does that mean he called 911? Do police come out? If you call 911 and you say you hit a deer, do police come out and check?
I don't think so, because
does somebody come out to get it off the road?
A long time ago when I used to do lawn and landscaping, right? We would go down to the KCK Bottoms, which is where the truck was and all that, right? The Argentine neighborhood. Mm-hmm. And there's a big, big dog. I mean, I think it was like a chow something mix. Huge. Clearly got run over, had flopped down on the ground. And I was like, we got to call this in. Like, I didn't have a phone on me. So I told the dude I was working for, and he goes, all right, I'll call 911. Called 911, and they're just like, okay, thanks. Like, it's an animal. I mean, that's not really their department. I mean, maybe it is. Maybe it's different in South Dakota where it's in more of a rural area. I don't know, but I don't know if 911. And for those that are either dispatch, I should ask my neighbor this, dispatch or, you know, work in the field. Do you get calls of animals that have been run over or hit or clearly like dead on the side of the road?
What's the response? Yeah, that's a good question for 911. What's the response? If someone calls you and says, I hit a deer, what do you do anything? Do you respond? Because I'm trying to understand how you could have made that mistake where it could have been a person and no one finds out until later. So Bloomberg's got a much longer version of this story, and they said it took investigators nearly 22 hours to identify Bover's body. That was the guy who was hit. With a family member, leaving family members frustrated and suspicious. He had crashed his truck into a hail bale near the road earlier on Saturday evening, and his brother had given him a ride back to his home. That was about a mile and a half from the scene, and they made plans to make repairs on Sunday. When Bover's cousins on Sunday saw an accident being investigated near where he had left his truck, they grew fearful that he was involved. They called 911 and the highway patrol, but were told to wait to hear back from authorities, and then identified his body on Sunday night. None of this makes sense to me. I don't get it. So did he just stay in his truck after he'd had that accident? And I don't understand why the guy was standing on the road in the first place. It's just an odd story. All right. I'm being told that we have callers to get to coming up after a break. So we will take the break and get to you coming up in just a couple of minutes. Right now, 1:15 here on KMBZ. So we're talking about the story out of South Dakota. The Attorney General Jason Ravensborg, there seems to be a lot of debate about what actually happened and what he actually did and what he actually reported to 911 when he called. This happened in the middle of nowhere, South Dakota, this town called Highmore on Saturday night. And so he claims that what he hit was a deer. That's what he thought happened. He reported hitting a deer while in his car Saturday night. This is about 10:30 p.m. He was driving from a fundraiser in Redfield, South Dakota, to his home 110 miles away in Pierre on Saturday night. He hits what he thinks is a deer. He said that he called 911 and reported the crash. The Department of Public Safety said they were only told that he had called or had told the Hyde County Sheriff's Office that he'd hit a deer and did not say whether he reported it to 911. Turns out he actually hit a pedestrian, 55-year-old Joseph Bover, and he was not found until Sunday morning. And in fact, he wasn't identified until much later on Sunday, which is something that his family has questions about. We have a ton of callers lined up. I'm just wondering, how is it possible that you hit a deer and not realize it is a deer? Or excuse me, not realize it is a person and think that it is a deer. Let's go to Topeka first. We'll get Mike on the line with us. Hey, Mike.
Hey, this is Mike.
Hey, Mike.
Hey, Al, I've got a story similar to that.
Go ahead.
I was driving over time. Met a car. It was dark, and just as soon as I got past the car, I hit something. Had no idea what it was, but I did pull over and stop and just prayed it was a deer when I got out, and it was. But it was right behind the car I'd met at night with the lights on.
So you couldn't tell that you hit a deer until after you got out of the car. Is that how I understood that?
You still with us?
I think we lost him.
Connection.
Is that what you heard? Is that what he was saying?
Yeah.
That it popped out from a car that was next to him, and he pulled over and looked. But I wondered, so when he realized he hit a deer, did he call the cops? Did he call 911? Did he report it? Do you report it?
Or do you
report it as you hit a deer if you actually hit somebody and you don't want to have that?
Right.
Like the move after the move. Like if you don't report it and it comes to find out that, you know, they can pinpoint that it was you that was there, then now you have even more questions versus, well, I called it in. I just said, hey, I hit a deer. I'm heading home.
And if anyone knows, what is 911's response? If you call 911 and you say, I hit a deer, and maybe it differs based on the jurisdiction, but what do they do? Do they send someone out or not? Because, I've never hit a deer. I am told that Jason in Sugar Creek can answer a ton of our questions about this, so let's get him on the line. Hey, Jason.
Hey, Jamie. Love you guys. Love the show. I listen all
Thank
day
you.
Long.
I like that name, Jason.
Thanks, sir. Appreciate that. In my experience, yeah, I've hit a few of them in my life, and as long as there's no injuries to a person or any kind of property damage, they really just don't care. If the deer is still on the side of the road and you want to call the authorities, they will give you a deer tag and let you dispose of the animals themselves.
Oh, wow.
Now, how he did not know it was a person is beyond me.
Because if he
should have stopped and checked and seen what it was, because the ones I've hit, that's the first thing I do.
How many deers you hit in your life?
I'd say five.
Five?
Five or six.
No, and so,
yeah, but I'm an old country boy.
Right, sure. So. I gauge that, sir. You notice they were deer, though, every single time.
Yes. Well, even if I didn't know what they were, I still stopped and checked just to be safe.
See, someone on the text line 660 has got you doubled. They said they've hit 11 deers in their lifetime. And they have called.
Oh, hey, more power to them.
I
feel bad for them.
Right.
Three in a week, and that was enough for me.
Wow. Well, so that's interesting. Thanks a lot, Jason. Appreciate it.
Yeah,
no problem.
So, yeah, I mean, I guess if you do, I guess it just depends on where you are, right? Like, it depends on if you, like, if you're an old country boy, like that guy says, they're probably gonna be like, well, let the coyotes get at it, right? Versus like you hit somebody. You know, it's not uncommon that I've seen deer frolicking near the downtown highway, and that's nerve wracking. You know, whether it's near the River Market or in the bottoms.
Was the guy running across the street then, or the road? This is Highway 14. Was the guy running across the road?
I don't. Yeah.
And did he not see the car coming with its lights on? I'm not trying to victim shame, but I'm just trying to figure out what's going on.
Sure.
How did the guy not see the car then? You know? We'll get one more caller on here before we go to news at the bottom of the hour. Let's go to Steve in Olathe. Hi, Steve.
Steve!
Hey guys. How's it going?
What's up, Steve?
How's it going?
So, I've actually had two deer run into the side of my car. So,
okay.
If I didn't see one of them run up out of the ditch, I never would have known it was a deer. I've also been walking along the side of the road, interstate, at night because I ran out of gas. And the state trooper said that he didn't see me until it was right on top of me. So, I mean, the guy could have been dressed in dark colors. He might have gotten hit and knocked into a ditch. It's just being in the wind to, like, do the investigation.
Okay. Thanks a lot for the call, Steve. So this is my next question. I'm not a lawyer, don't claim to be, don't know enough about the law, but is this vehicular manslaughter then? I assume so, right? You hit a person, you killed the person.
Right, sure.
This is frankly, because this is partially why the story is making news. I mean, it's incredibly unique to begin with, but the fact that, because then there will be questions about the point at which this guy died, and if he had done a little more investigating about what he hit and discovered that this was a person, not a deer, could this guy have been saved? These are the questions that somebody will get into next.
Right.
Yeah. If anybody knows any more about what happens if you call 911 and what do you do if you hit a deer? Do you go check? I know we have a lot of you listening who drive a lot and who have hit deer in the past. Do you go and look? Would it ever occur to you that it wasn't a deer? What's your reaction in that case? We'll get to more of your calls and your texts coming up on the other side. News is next, 129 here on KMBZ. If you hit a deer, particularly at night, what is your response? Do you go out and check, see what you hit? Do you check your car for damage? Do you call 911? And what do you expect the response from 911 to be? We're trying to figure out what happened here with the South Dakota Attorney General on Saturday night. He was out in Highmore, South Dakota. He was headed home from a fundraiser, and he hit what he thought was a deer. He says he called 911, although there seems to be some debate about exactly what kind of accident he reported. But it turns out he hit a pedestrian who's been identified by his family, who was not found until the next morning. Trying to figure out how that would have happened then. How is it possible that you hit a deer and it turns out to be a pedestrian? Let's go to Smithville and get Liz on the line with us. Hey, Liz, how's it going?
It's going pretty well. How are you doing?
Great. Thanks for the call.
Uh-huh. Yeah, my ex-husband is a California Highway Patrolman, and they got a call. I don't know if anyone here is familiar with the area, but Mammoth Ski Resort has a hospital, and a nurse was dropping off blood from Mammoth down to Bishop, which is about a 45-mile drive, pretty much out in the middle of nowhere. So they were coming home from Reno going to Bishop, and she got in a fight with her family, was intoxicated, and said, "Let me out of the car." So they did, and she was wearing black pants, a black hoodie, and walked right out on the road, and he thought it was a deer. And he called in as a deer, and my ex was the first on scene. And by this point, the poor man realized it wasn't a deer. She had come partially through the windshield.
Oh, man.
But it was just a horrific scene. But when you're out there and you can't see and you hit something, you just, I think, you know, just think it must have been a deer standing in the middle of the road. And
yeah,
there was no charges brought against him. And then I have an odd life, but another time, about 40 years ago, my first ex-husband and I were driving down 395 towards Los Angeles, and apparently this gentleman was trying to commit suicide. He was a homeless person over by the railroad tracks, and we were driving one of those old orange VW buses, and apparently the police thought, because the headlights were high, it was a diesel, and he just ran straight out in front of us and put his arms up. And my ex tried to swerve, but there was no missing him. And that was and then he went to the other lane, and the other people hit him too. It was just a huge it was an awful thing, and it took years for, I think, both of us to be able to drive at night again. So those were two not good stories, but I mean, when you have a lot of deer and it's dark, I think that's the first thing you think.
Okay.
But, yeah, this guy, at least, he had to stop. His car was damaged, but, you know, he was a nurse. I don't know what he tried to do to help her, but it was far too late.
Yeah.
And she was only 18, so it was a very sad story.
That's heavy. That's
I never call in with anything light.
It's okay. It's a compelling story, though.
Warts and all. That needs to be the name of your new radio show, Jamie. Warts and all. That's what it is right there.
I like it. It's very telling.
Yeah.
Next time I'll try to be more positive.
Yeah, like your tomatoes are coming in great this year, you know?
You know what? They're coming great. And here's a really, really weird part of this story. My ex-husband's father, and we live in a small, small area in California. I don't know if you guys know where Bishop is, but the year before, an intoxicated man came off the golf course right in front of him, and he hit him and killed him. I mean, son and father, a year apart, which is pretty bizarre.
Wow. Okay. Yeah.
Okay, no more negativity. That's it.
Gotta go get a drink.
Call him with something happy next time.
It's sunny. Yeah, it's sunny out, and, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
Sorry for the drag news.
Thank you. Okay, so we still don't know for sure what the rule tends to, and maybe it just depends on where you live. I'm trying to just think for myself. I guess I would check. It might depend on where I was, you know, if I feel comfortable getting out of my car on a dark road at night by myself, you know, that might make a difference. I don't know that it would occur to me to call 911. Maybe it should. Or call someone to say, hey,
who are you going
to
call?
You don't want anyone else to hit the deer.
Sure.
You know?
But I mean, I don't know. I mean, I guess like we talked about, like, his last break, maybe every single city is different. Every single little community, every single hamlet, every single whatever is just a little different. So.
Yeah. And somebody points out on the text line, if it was a remote part of the highway with poor lighting, and I presume that it is, this is the middle of nowhere, South Dakota.
Yeah.
His car was still drivable. It's highly possible, even if he got out to look, he never would have found it.
Right.
Because a deer might have run off.
Exactly.
Well, would you not have found the person that you hit? My point.
But if
you got out to look, you would have found the person that you hit.
Perhaps, but that's assuming that the person fell down in the middle of the road. They could have spun off, and then they could have been a ravine. It could have, because it said it took them 22 hours to find this individual. So, clearly, with daylight, flashlights, all of that, it was still not easy to find this person. So
this will just be very interesting to follow, to see what that 911 call said. That's public, so we could get a hold of that at some point to see what he actually said on the 911 call. You know, right now, all we're finding out about this guy that was hit is from his cousins and what his cousins told police about where he had been. And so you have questions about, I guess, his truck had broken down, and so why was he standing on the side of the road, or was he on the side of the road, or was he walking across the road? There's just so many questions that we have about this, and we'll see if this guy ends up being hit with any kind of charges that come as a result.